So, Declan, looking ahead to the weekend, couple of massive games for the North West sides. Finn Harps up against UCD, the bottom two. How crucial is the 3 points for either side on Friday night?
Yeah, it's massive. Considering UCD are bottom of 5 points and Harps are in 10 points, so there's 5 points of difference. It'd be a great advantage for Finn Harps if we can beat UCD the weekend and push another 3 points between them and UCD, and obviously close the gap as well between Drogheda. And just not as well as that, Shelburne are playing Drogheda, so two teams above Harps are playing. So those two games are massively important, but Harps need to be pulling 3 points and winning 3 points against UCD the weekend.
Is there much pressure going into games like this, Declan?
I think there is. You know, I mean, Harps have got 2-1s against Shelburne and they haven't beaten anybody else, so you need to be beating the teams that are around you. You need to be beating the UCDs. They've drawn the following week, another massive 6-pointers. I mean, these are big, big games, and these are the games you need to be winning, because down there in the bottom, very few of the teams are beating any of the rest of the teams, so it's, you can gain points by playing against the teams and beating the teams that are closest to you. And for me, that money lead there, you've UCD, Finn Harps, Drogheda, and you've Shelburne as well, they're there, so it's a massive weekend for games, and Harps need to be getting 3 points against UCD if they have wanted to stay away from relegation.
Yeah, and Harps still struggling on the injury front as well, on the personnel front, Declan.
Yeah, listen, they've lost a lot of players, you know, Webster obviously, and GC as well is struggling for, you know, so he's out for a while as well. So they're two big losses, you know, the core of your team, your skipper and your number six. And if players are coming and going, and they lost suspension as well, so they have done well. I mean, last week, obviously against Shelburne, they done very well. They got 3 points scoring later on by a McNamee goal. But it's crucial that stay in the game against UCD. UCD form hasn't been good. Their last 5 games, they've lost 4. They drew last week 2-2 against Dundalk at home, and Conor Whelan scoring 2 goals, so he's crucial to them. And you know all about the players that they have as well from Donegal: Sam Todd, Michael Gallagher, Jack Keeney. So three big players from Donegal that are involved in UCD. So they'll be coming full of confidence, full of energy, real pace in their team, and there will be a threat. So it's a big, big match for both teams.
Yeah, huge match for both teams. For both them players that you mentioned, it adds a wee bit extra for them as they come back to their home county playing with their club, Declan.
Yeah, it is. You know, obviously the family will be down to watch it, so it's a big game for them. Obviously, Sam Todd and Michael both would have played for St Harps previously, so, you know, for them coming back into Donegal, and Jack would have played for Sligo Rovers and captain of UCD team. So, and they've also, I mean, top players too, Liam Kerrigan, Sligo Rovers, ex-Sligo Rovers, and Evan Caffrey as well, and Colin Whelan. So Andy Myler has a good squad of players there. The results haven't been too good for them, but, you know, in games they've stuck in there, but there will be a threat. They've got pace, and that's probably the area that Harps will make sure that they defend well and defend a wee bit deeper and not allow the space in behind, because usually you have loads of pace and will cause you problems if you give them the opportunity. But it's a big game, as I say, it's a crucial one for Harps, and they need to be getting 3 points. A worst case scenario, you don't lose this game.
Worst case scenario then is a draw. But what about the Harps threats up the other end? Where are the goals going to come from? Because Harps have been shying goals this season, and you're playing matches which have such a big bearing on how you're placed in the table. Goals are something that you want, Declan.
Crucially, that's the key, and that's why, you know, we've struggled all year is scoring goals. But in these kind of games, it's about somebody else coming and producing a wee bit of magic, or making sure that they're maybe in the right position to go and finish it off. And Barry McNamee scored a good goal at home last time against Shelburne. So you're looking for somebody like Barry, or that quality, to score a goal from anywhere, you know. And rather than having pressure on your three form players, can we get other players to produce a wee bit of magic and create something out of nothing, or even from a set play? So it's either one of those scenarios is what you're looking for. But at the end of the day, it's about getting results, so it doesn't matter who scores. But yeah, listen, it's an area that Ollie will look to address, I think, in July. He needs to get a goal scorer, somebody that's a bit better than what he has at the minute.
Yeah, as we said, Harps have 2 wins so far this season. Is 6 points and 2 victories in a week achievable by Harps, because they're going to have a huge game against Drogheda come next weekend?
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking me now, a good 2 weeks would be to beat UCD at home and go up to Drogheda and get a draw. For me, the 4 points would be massive out of these next 2 games. And the fact then you've got Shelburne, Drogheda playing Shelburne as well, so they're another another massive game, and the teams that are around you, and you're hopeful that might end up a draw, so they don't get 3 points and push forward one of those teams. But yeah, listen, two massive weeks for Finn Harps, but crucially they need to look after their home games. They need to get a result. If hopefully 3 points on Friday night against UCD.
Yeah, let's move to Derry City. Top of the table clash against Shamrock Rovers. Fair to say the biggest game of the year so far.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Two best teams in the league by far. Their form has been good. Obviously, Derry have slipped a wee bit in the last while, and where they were a couple of points ahead of Shamrock Rovers. Now Shamrock Rovers are 1 point ahead of Derry City. But yeah, I mean, it's a massive game for both clubs. Derry obviously won the first match in the brandy, was scoring a late goal to pull 3 points out of the bag, and probably didn't deserve it overall for me. But I thought Shamrock Rovers were very good in the second half and deserved a draw. But Shamrock Rovers now coming into the form that they're coming in. They beat Sligo Rovers 3-1. It was 0-0 at half time, and just put on four subs and just changed the game completely. Graham Burke came in, got a second half hat trick, and he was fundamental, obviously, in the man of the match, even though he played only 45 minutes. So Shamrock Rovers will be a big test for Derry. Can Derry go up there and win? Absolutely, they can go and beat Shamrock Rovers, but it's going to take a big, big massive performance from them to go and produce a really good performance. But they've been up and they beat St. Pat's comfortably up in Richmond there a couple of weeks back, so they can go there and beat Shamrock Rovers, but for me they're going to have to score first.
Yeah. If that was to happen, how big a statement is it from Derry then?
Oh, I mean, it's, so far this season they've been excellent. They really have been excellent, and they have put it up to the teams that are up there, and obviously Shamrock Rovers as well. So Shamrock Rovers, if they're going to win this league this year, they're going to have to be really tested. It's similar to a couple of years ago when Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers were fighting for the Premier League title. Now it's Derry City and Shamrock Rovers, and I've no doubt about it that Derry City will add extra players in July as well, get a wee bit stronger. The bench of Shamrock Rovers is stronger than Derry's bench for sure. They have extra quality, and similar to the game against Sligo Rovers where they brought in three or four subs and just changed the game. Shamrock Rovers have that squad. Derry aren't to that level yet, but their starting 13 is very, very good, and they will definitely cause problems, but it's going to take a massive performance for them to get 3 points against Shamrock Rovers in Tala.
Yeah. Sligo Rovers at home against St. Pat's on Saturday. Declan, you, of course, be around the showgrounds a lot as manager of the under-19s. 15 games played, sitting mid-table, 5 wins, 5 draws, 5 losses for Liam Buckley's side. At this stage, that's probably not where they wanted to be.
No, absolutely. You know, Buckley would be probably disappointed with the overall performance of the team and players as well, probably. I think they've done okay without pushing the boundary out too much. I think they should be in a better position than they are. Their performances haven't been brilliant. I think they've huffed and puffed a lot. They've been good in stages. They were very good, obviously, against Shamrock Rovers for 45 minutes up in Tala, and then second half then Shamrock Rovers obviously pulled away and scored 3 goals, and that's been probably the tale of the season, where they've been good in patches in games. They just haven't been consistently good over 90 minutes, and that's something in the area that Liam Buckley will try to address. But yeah, big game for Sligo Rovers against St. Pat's on Saturday night. It's a massive game for them, and their home form is an area that needs to improve as well. They just haven't been good enough at home, and if you want to be up looking to get into Europe, your home form is crucial that you get victories, and they haven't done that this year so far, and the performances have been probably below standard.
Finally, Declan, we're just going to touch on the Ulster Senior League Cup, which is taking place on Saturday afternoon. I know you do keep an eye on the happenings in the USL as the season goes, but another huge tie. Looking for the double is Coghill Celtic, the league champions, and they're up against Bunnagee United, who are chasing a hat-trick of cups. This could be a really interesting game on Saturday.
Yeah, it will be, won't it? I mean, that's the form between both teams has been very good this season. I mean, to Bunnagee to get the 3 cup finals is an excellent achievement, and obviously Gavin Cullen and Coghill as well to win 9 league titles in a row. That's an unbelievable achievement for him and a squad of players. And as you say, they'll be looking to obviously get the double, and it's an opportunity for Bunnagee to get the first trophy for them for the season and push on. I know they're in, you know, 2 other cup finals, so it's an excellent match. It's about promotion, obviously, of football in Donegal and then his own, and it's two massive teams with a lot of experience in both teams. Ex-Harps players in regards to Tony McNamee, Gareth Harkin, and Mickey Funston's obviously there with Bonnegie, and then obviously you've Garvin Friel and you've Jack Doherty and Colin McBride, two young lads going through the under-17s of St. Habs, and two really good bright stars. And yeah, looking forward to that game. Should be a really good contest. It'd be very close, I would think. Bonnegie have, I think, beaten Coghill twice this year, with Coghill beating them at home in the league. So it's going to be very interesting, and it probably could go into extra time or penalties, that one.